This winter, 2015-16, has been a no-show for much of the Hudson Valley. At the time of writing, February 29, there's no white stuff anywhere in sight. My snowblower, serviced and ready since November, still stands forlorn and unused in the barn, and misguided daffodils have been perking 3 inches above autumn's leaves since the end of January. I've been waiting in vain for a decent blizzard, the kind that when you wake in the morning greets you with 2-foot-high topknots on stumps and log piles, car roof and outdoor table, the kind that has been blowing for hours and has swirled around the house, blocking doors, sliding off the roof, closing off windows. To be sure, not desirable if you have to get somewhere. If you're ill or there's a medical emergency, if there's a power outage, or if there's a place it's crucially important you have to be. But for us in the Hudson Valley, there was only a showing. We seem to have been deprived of our normal rights. Yet, it's been cold enough. In mid-February, it plunged to the negatives, minus 27 Fahrenheit up in Long Lake, according to a friend, and my car thermometer read negative numbers for the first time I'd ever seen. But there have also been ridiculously warm days in the 40s and 50s. Coastal regions, however, were certainly clobbered. On the weekend of January 23rd, New York City did get that lovely 2 feet, not so lovely if you were in those 70-car pileups, or were one of the 55 people who died on the eastern seaboard, from South Carolina to Virginia, Washington, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York. Long ago, in the late 1970s, after a burst appendix operation, I remember the nonagenarian in the bed opposite me in our hospital ward telling me of how he remembered as a small boy watching horse-drawn carriages crossing the Hudson from Kingston to Rancliffe. What brought on that winter conversation was that my wife and then small children had struggled through such weather in order to visit. According to the records, there was a mini ice age for the Northern Hemisphere between the 1500s and 1800s. In Europe, London's River Thames would freeze, and there's a 1683 painting by Thomas Wyke showing families enjoying walking around on the river. There were ice fairs on the Thames for as many as 9 weeks. Many paintings, notably by the Dutch artist Hendrik Averkamp, depict people skating on canals and rivers in the Netherlands in the 1600s. In 1776, George Washington led some of his Continental Army troops in miserable circumstances across the frozen Delaware and then back to Pennsylvania. Apparently in 1780, it was possible to walk across the ice from Manhattan to Staten Island. But today, I look down at 4 little stubs on a side table, my record of skiing in the Catskills this winter. While it has often been cold enough for ski areas to make snow, and the skiing has certainly been fun, there are swaths of bare ground with some runs closed off. Where is that respectable base of 2, 3, 4 feet? Well, I look forward a lot to spring, to the higher sun and decent warmth. But hey, daffodil and tulip shoots in February?